Welcome, everyone. Lovely to see you. Hello, Rochelle, Mark, Holger, Frank, Chris, Holly, Ron, and Jenny. So notice that you are aware. And that awareness is not something that you are doing. But as awareness, there is no separate entity, no person who is engaging into any particular activity in order to be aware. You don't need to be someone in order to be aware. Awareness is effortless. And effortlessly, awareness is aware that it is aware. So in this moment, you may perceive a sensation, you're hearing this voice, maybe the singing of the birds in the background. And one could say that awareness is aware of hearing these words. Effortlessly. One could also say that awareness is aware that it is, without the singing of the birds and without hearing these words. because awareness is not like a pitcher that you need to fill with water or with milk. It has no shape, no form, no phenomenal or objective qualities. Yet it's undeniable. There isn't a separate reality that is hearing these words. These words, this hearing arises spontaneously as awareness takes on the form of hearing in this moment. It takes on the form of breathing. It takes on the form of a thought, a memory. It is via awareness that there is such a thing as hearing. Awareness taken on the form of hearing. It is not the other way around. It is not sound or hearing which gives rise or creates awareness. This is why we say awareness is complete freedom and complete creativity. It is not subject to what appears within it. It is not subject to that which it perceives. Although there is no separate person who is actively being busy, getting busy, being aware, it is undeniable that it is I which is aware. But this I is not an activity. It is not a process. I am aware means that I am awareness. Aware that I am, meaning aware that awareness is. And aware that I am aware, meaning aware that awareness is aware. In ignorance, meaning in unhappiness, we believe that I refers to a limited consciousness, a personal body-mind. In ignorance, we believe that I is somebody who exists in time and space with the past and the future. In ignorance, there is a physical reality in overlook the true reality, the one reality, the reality of awareness, of consciousness. So in awareness, in the fact of being aware, there is no duality, because there is no separate entity that is performing any activity. And the creativity is the creativity of consciousness, of awareness. She loves to create. But creation does not mean that there is a separate reality that is being created. Your thoughts are not separate from awareness. The world you perceive, meaning your perception, is not separate from awareness. Although you may imagine that the world is outside of awareness, outside of yourself, it is not, because your imagination is intimately one with awareness. It is consciousness which chooses to believe itself to be a woman or a man, a person. It is I, consciousness, which decides to define myself as a son, as a daughter, as a good person or a bad person. It is I, consciousness, who decides to play the game, that it's impossible to be without being a person. That in order to be, I need to become a person that exists in time and space. And it is I, consciousness, who decides to realize in this moment that there is only one reality, which is I, consciousness, not a male or female form, but the formless, invisible reality of being. You can never experience anything outside of awareness. In fact, it is awareness itself, which is taking on the form of a perception, a sensation, a thought. There isn't a separate thinker or personal creator. This belief and this feeling of being a person is an appearance that appears to you, but it is not that which you are. That which you are, you cannot know via your mind, via your thinking and your feeling. That which you are, you know it intuitively, via the understanding. The understanding that I does not refer to a male body or a female body. There are no problems with bodies, with female, male bodies, with the world, the body and the mind. There's no problem. But you don't need to define yourself, meaning defining, you don't need to define awareness or consciousness as a perception or a sensation or something. Because in any way you define yourself, your true self, your only self, is a reduction, is a some form of illusory reduction, limitation. The veil of ignorance is simply this belief and feeling that I am a person, I'm a man, a woman, a son, a daughter, existing in time and space. It's a download that somehow we bought into it, then we maintain it, believing that it is essential And so we are worried and concerned about this me, this illusory structure, illusory entity. Preoccupied, we become preoccupied. Concerned, and sometimes worried, and sometimes afraid, as a separate entity. We feel there is something really important at stake for this me, and so we do our best to protect this me. We were wired to do that, to protect, you know, the body is wired to protect itself from danger, but here we wire ourselves to protect this illusory me, the story of me, the feelings about me, my past, my memories. We feel it's really important. And sometimes we realize, no, we can let it go, we can relax. We can simply be, enjoy the company of a friend and without wanting anything, without defending anything, that we can be exposed, naked in our being, open. We can be with a friend and be in a listening space, in a sharing space, in a sort of a fresh discovery moment by moment of the friendship, of the love, of the sameness. Because that's what we truly love is this recognition of myself as yourself, you know, the one being, oneness, the one self, like drops of water, like two drops of water in the ocean. Our essence is this sameness, this borderless, impersonal consciousness, awareness, Brahman, whatever words you want to use. You see, that's really what we love. Sure.